Okay, Cosmos, do you believe in destiny? I asked my son the other day, and he said, yeah, I think I do. I mean, things happen that tend to convince you about that, and we spoke about things we had experienced in our lives. And I told him that for me, at age 70, I was completely convinced, because there were so many events that had happened to me throughout my life that were just so evidently arranged by some higher source, some higher direction. And of course, some people say the universe arranged this and that, the universe did this and helped me, and some say, of course, God. Is directing my destiny. But I think most of us, if we should just objectively and matter-of-factly look at our lives, there are these instances that seem to just show us something. Do it this way. Go that direction. You meet a person at just the right moment. Just the right person. Incidentally, with the right qualities or abilities for something that you need. If we just accept such facts of life empirically, which means scientifically by studies, observation, and the fact that we seem to be there for all of us, if at least most of us, well, such things, of course, don't fit into the materialistic, physicalist cosmology that we may be used to in the West. At least in the staunch circles of those who proudly call themselves scientists, but I would say and believe and expect that for most of us, we can accommodate such facts of life. Without any real contradictions or conflicts within, we just haven't, and maybe don't even need to, justify them by scientific evidence and methodology or whatever, or approval from some people calling themselves a scientific community. But again, in our cosmology here, this fits perfectly in, right? That in everyone's heart there is a super soul, a higher guidance there, we may call, use words such as conscience, the inner voice, the inner guide, the wiser self, and so on. Whatever you prefer, again, daily evidence, I would say, for that presence. And if each and every one of us has that inner voice, that inner guidance, and yes, it seems like pretty cosmic guidance, right? That then also coordinates the destinies of all of us. We meet someone and both say, uh-oh, it made perfect sense to meet you right now. And in the wisdoms of the world, it is often central to learn how to follow that guidance, to listen there within and also without. To walk our path of life in harmony with and in the guidance of the higher soul, the higher self, which then makes us successful in life and happy and harmonious. Whilst if we insist on struggling with our own roles as independent doers, our great plans and solutions and ideas churned out from our minds and intellects. Well, we sometimes end up in strange places.